Record.
Hi everyone, I'm Izzy and I teach second grade at Tampa Heights. My days are filled with crayons, curiosity, and lots of questions like, why is the sky blue or can worms feel love? And honestly, I love it.
And I'm Logan, eighth grade teacher over at Trinity. I spend my days trying to convince teens that history is important, essays demonstrate learning, and that Shakespeare's weird English means something greater. And today, we're here to talk about something we've both grown passionate about, what it means to be an innovative leader in our schools and beyond.
To start with, we want to say this. Innovation isn't about using the fanciest technology. It's about mindset. That's what George Kuros emphasizes in The Innovator's Mindset, specifically in Chapter 8. He says innovation is a way of thinking. It's about seeing problems as opportunities and about empowering people, not controlling them. That really stood out to me.
Same, especially as a middle school teacher where student agency is everything. My kids want to be taken seriously. So when Kuros talks about empowering learning, not controlling it in Chapter 9, it challenged me. I started shifting from here's what we're doing today to what do we think we should try? One small change that I kind of implemented was I started letting students design their own end of unit projects. And guess what? They went beyond my expectations. They created podcasts, mini documentaries, and even a rap battle between historical figures. That never would have happened in a traditional lecture.
That's incredible. For me, innovation in the early grades looks different, but the principles are still the same. One thing I introduced is a wonder wall, inspired by chapter 12 of Kuros's book, Learning is Creation, Not Consumption. My students post their big questions and ideas on sticky notes. Then we pick one of them every few days to explore together. It's messy, it's unpredictable, but it's magical because they're learning that their curiosity matters and that innovation leadership even at age 7.
We've also been thinking about how teachers themselves can become innovative leaders, not just in their classrooms, but in wider networks. Have you ever bought a lesson on Teachers Pay Teachers? Yeah, same here.
Too many times to count. And that brings us to the research by Shelton and Archinbold in 2019. They studied these incredible educators called teacherpreneurs, basically, they're teachers who also create and sell instructional content online. And honestly, that blew my mind. These are everyday teachers like us creating meaningful resources and reaching thousands of other classrooms.
Right. And what really stuck with me is that many of them are driven not by money, but by impact. They want to share what works and help others. It made me realize maybe we don't have to wait for someone else to fix education. Maybe we're the ones we've been waiting for.
I love that. That idea also connects to Kuros's chapter 10, where he talks about strengths-based leadership. Instead of focusing on what teachers lack, we should be asking what lights them up, what skills are they hiding, and how can we help them share those gifts?
And that brings us to another powerful concept, education influencers. In 2022, Carpenter, Shelton, and Schroeder published research on educators who use platforms like YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok to share classroom ideas, advocate for change, and inspire others. At first, I rolled my eyes. Like, are these people just in it for the likes?
Same, but then I actually watched some of them, and wow, so many are passionate, thoughtful, and real. One teacher shared how she helps ELL students build confidence through storytelling. Another walked us through trauma-informed classroom practices. These platforms are no longer just social, they're professional spaces, and we need to take them seriously.
Exactly. It's no longer just about staff meetings and conferences. Professional development is becoming decentralized and democratized. Anyone can lead. Anyone can share.
So, what does this all mean for our own schools? Logan and I brainstormed three ideas we'd love to see or even build right where we are.
First, a teacher innovation studio. This could be a physical room or a virtual space where teachers at Trinity or Tampa Heights can experiment, share, and collaborate. Thinking about interdisciplinary planning, failure fairs where we celebrate what didn't work, or even innovation fellowships for teachers to try passion projects. We should treat teachers like the creative professionals they are, not robots following a script.
Second, innovate student innovation teams. Imagine groups of students, yes, even second graders, who help improve school life. They can test classroom tools and give feedback. They can design parts of the school environment and solve real problems like cafeteria waste or noisy hallways. This gives students agency. It turns them into problem solvers, which Kuros champions throughout his book.
And finally, a teacher creator camp. Picture this, a summer professional development program where teachers learn not just how to teach better, but how to create content, launch YouTube channels or podcasts, share lessons globally, and earn micro-credentials. Inspired by teacherpreneurs and education influencers, this would transform teacher identity from consumer to creator.
So here's our bottom line. You don't have to be a tech genius, a TikTok star, or a curriculum designer to be an innovative teacher. You just need a mindset that says, I believe we can do better. I believe in my students. I believe in my fellow teachers, and I'm willing to try.
Like Kuros says in chapter 14, we all need to innovate. Not someday, not when things are easier, but now. Innovation doesn't require perfection, just passion, purpose, and a little bit of courage.
So whether you teach little kids like me,
Or big kids like me.
you have what it takes to lead innovation. Start in your classroom.
Then go bigger, your school, your community, the world.
So now before we wrap up, we also want to share something personal we've been working on in our own grant projects. So yes, we've both been dreaming about ways to bring even more innovation into our schools. And you know what? These ideas aren't just for our students. They're also helping us imagine bigger versions of ourselves as entrepreneurs, developers, and innovators.
For my grant, I proposed using augmented reality tools like Meta glasses to support reading comprehension. Especially in middle school, students face complex text that can be intimidating. I envision a world where students can put on AR glasses and see words highlighted in real time, built-in thesaurus tools to help with that complicated vocabulary, automatic summaries to just break down smaller chunks, and AI-generated explanations of confusing sections. It's like giving them a personal reading assistant, but in a way that empowers, not replaces, their thinking.
And I love that you're thinking that big. It's exactly what Kuros talks about in chapter 11. What if? What if we use the same tools that kids love, like immersive technology, to deepen their understanding instead of distracting them?
Exactly. And the more I develop this idea, the more I realize this could go beyond just Trinity. I could develop curriculum modules aligned with state standards, tech-enhanced English language arts units other schools could adopt, or even professional development workshops to train teachers statewide on how to use this technology. Maybe I even start speaking at edtech conferences. Maybe I could become that weird teacher with the glasses and the big ideas. And honestly, I'm good with that.
You'd rock the glasses. Okay, so my grant is a little more hands in the dirt. I want to build and enhance a K through 5 STEM garden at Tampa Heights, a space where kids don't just learn about plants, but live the science. Imagine this: students planting, growing, harvesting, and cooking with real foods, using mobile apps to identify plant species, learning about ecology, nutrition, and sustainability, even making videos and digital recipes to share with their families. And the best part, it's interdisciplinary. Math, science, reading, writing, art, it's all in there.
That's what Kuros means in chapter 12 when he says, learning is creation, not consumption. You're not just teaching science, you're creating real-life, community-centered learning experiences.
Yes, and just like you, I've been thinking, what if this could grow into a model for other schools? I could write a curriculum guide on building STEM gardens in urban schools, present at STEM and Inventor Mile, Inventor Miles education conferences, lead family engagement workshops on nutrition and planting, and even host seasonal community events where kids teach parents what they've learned. That's the dream. And the beauty is, it's not about me being an expert. It's about creating something others can adapt, use, and make their own.
Which brings us full circle to teacherpreneurship, right? Like in the Sheldon and Archambault article, teachers on platforms like Teachers Pay Teachers aren't waiting for someone to hand them a curriculum. They're building what's missing and then sharing it. You could totally create a downloadable STEM garden unit. I could build AR-enhanced reading toolkits. We're not just teachers, we're creators, innovators, leaders.
And if we take it one step further, like in the Carpenter Sheldon Schroeder article on education influencers, we can even become voices that inspire others. Not for fame, not for likes, but because we believe in a profession that's led by teachers and that's not dictated by them.
So here's our call to you. Think about what excites you. What if that little idea in your head could be your next career move? Could you create curriculum, lead professional development sessions, maybe write a book or start a YouTube channel, or maybe apply for that grant that you've been too afraid to go after?
Because when we choose to innovate, not just in our classroom, but in our careers, we model that same boldness for our students. They learn from us that it's okay to dream big, it's okay to try new things, and it's okay to make a change happen.
Whether you're planting seeds or coding in augmented reality, you have something valuable to offer the world. Your classroom is your lab, but your impact, it can go far beyond those four walls.
So don't wait, lead now, be bold, be creative, and most importantly, be the innovation.